This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Coronavirus has caused chaos for England's college admittance process this week. The pandemic meant students were not able to physically sit entrance exams this spring, so teachers instead estimated grades based on a combination of work students had done earlier in the year and results of practice exams. Those grades were then checked by exam boards, who also took into consideration factors like a school's past performance. But the results of those assessments have caused widespread protests across the country. That's students in the middle of England protesting there after 280,000 results across the country were downgraded from what teachers predicted students would earn. That's meant high-achieving students at low-achieving schools saw a sharp drop in their grades. In the last 24 hours, the government said it will now revert back to teacher-assessed grading only. But the damage is already done, according to Lindsay McMillan, professor of economics at the University College London.
Universities make offers to students conditional on those predicted grades. Now, universities often offer more places than they can actually take, since not all students actually end up getting those grades that the teachers predict. We have a cohort of students this year then who have significantly higher grades than has been seen in the past. So we're in a position now where universities are legally required to provide a place to the students if they achieve the offer that they've been made. So there's likely to be significantly more students at university this year compared to previous years.
So that's caused a lot of fury now over the handling of this year's grading. Let's hear from a few students who have been impacted here in England.
I've gone from holding an offer to study medicine at UCL, one of the best universities in the world, to being left with nothing.
I unfortunately cannot go to Queen Mary because the course is full, but I am relieved that I can get the grades that I deserve.
I'm a first-generation Oxford offer holder from a state school. I'm currently in the process of appealing my grades, but that process and the criteria seems to be changing every day. It makes me very angry when they've had all this time to prepare.
So, Lindsay, clearly a lot of anger here. Now, there's usually a cap on the number of students a university can admit. Now that's been removed after all of the controversy this week. Does that mean students who want to go to their top university will now be able to?
So what we're going to end up seeing is that students are far more likely to get into their first choice course because their grades are higher and they're more likely to achieve the offer that they were made from their first choice university. This will have different implications across the university system. For higher tariff universities, they're going to see a surge in the number of students that they have to admit. Remembering that we're in the middle of a pandemic here and social distancing remains so important, we may see some students being asked to defer their place until next year. The issue comes that when universities recruit students next year, a number of the spaces will already have been taken. And then this becomes an issue because next year's cohort, who have already missed a significant period of school due to school closures, are then going to be competing, having taken exams, likely with less inflated grades, for fewer places come next year.
This all impacts university finance in the end. More students attending university equals more money for universities. But do these schools have enough resources to accommodate that rise in student numbers? As you said, with social distancing measures in place, will there be enough space for students to learn? Will there be enough housing for them to stay in?
So this is a kind of great unknown at the moment. It depends really on how the trajectory of the pandemic continues. A lot of universities at the moment are going online or doing some kind of mixed provision in the first term, so they will still need to house students. I think the other point to make is that there'll be inequalities across the university sector here. So while the high tariff universities may experience this kind of surge in students that we've discussed, you're going to get the lower tariff universities maybe missing out on some of the students who got their first offer, who might have in a normal year gone to them as their kind of backup option. And so they may see a decline in student numbers.
Will these higher admission numbers then for domestic students be able to cover the loss that these universities have seen from a drop in foreign students who would be paying higher fees, but obviously now are not traveling because of the coronavirus pandemic?
So this remains the great unknown. At the moment, universities are expecting international student numbers to be down, but I don't think the expectation is that it's going to be as bad as first thought. Demand for places in UK institutions haven't taken quite the hit that some people had expected. That being said, international students pay significantly higher fees than domestic students. So we'd have to take a considerable number more domestic students to make up for the financial implications of losing a smaller proportion of international students.
And as we've been talking, in the end, all of this means that there will be more students graduating from university over the next 3 or 4 years than there otherwise would have been. So when we look at sort of the economic impact of all of this, what does that mean for the UK economy down the line, especially in a time because of the coronavirus pandemic where we're seeing really drastic changes in the way the labor market works? Will there be enough jobs for these university educated students once they find themselves in the labor force?
So I think the important point is that at this moment in time, with the labor market as weak as it is, it's a really good thing that more students are going to university, since there is very little outside option at the moment. And we know that the long run scarring impacts of early spells out of work in a bad labour market can last a significant amount of time, especially for pupils from deprived backgrounds. In the longer term, that really is based on how the economy recovers over the coming years. If this is going to be a deep recession, but potentially a short one, then by the time these students have come out of university, we could be well on the road to recovery. And this could be an excellent buffer against an otherwise very difficult period of time for a lot of these students.
Lindsay McMillan from the University College London, thanks so much for taking the time to break this all down for us.
Thanks.